Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. We've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
Feeling good, baby. Last week, 7-3, all right? 70% off. By the way, Tiki, notice I ditched the mic stand. I feel I like the more free flowing approach during this. It kind of fits the vibe.
You want to be like an MC? you're an MC right now.
All right, so... on the season, a healthy 60%. In a pandemic season, listen, I don't want to toot my own horn, but in a pandemic season, 60% when the stadiums are empty and who knows who the hell's practicing. Listen, 35-24-1, I'm doing you right, as I usually do, 60% all time, 56%, 406 wins, 332 losses, 28 pushes. With that being said, let's jump into it. Here we go. Now, I'm going to do 3 college and 7. I'm not going to mess around with this formula until I have a rough week, which invariably will happen, or maybe it won't. But until that happens, I'm going to keep going 3 college, 7 pro. First up, noon kick, Florida State. I don't think I've played a Florida State game in years. Florida State, little energy, the Noles all of a sudden. Coming off a win, they're playing Louisville. Louisville's 1-4, 12 Eastern kick. Now, how about this? The first time in 6 years that Florida State's beat a team inside the top 5. There's a little Noles juice, a little Noles energy. 2 straight fourth quarter rallies they've had, and they're feeling themselves. Now, I know Louisville played Notre Dame very tough. It was a 1-point game. They led 7-6, 3 minutes and 40 seconds going to the third quarter. I understand all that. But I got to tell you, I'm gonna jump into the Florida State part of the pool. I Mike Norvell, you know, now his system is in place. Now he can preach to the kids. You see, this is what happens when you do what I preach. We win. We start to beat good teams. I'm not saying they're a really good team yet. I'm not saying that. But they're getting 5 against Louisville, who's, eh? Give me the Noles. Florida State plus 5, first dub of the weekend. Let's go, Florida State. I used to have this sweet Florida State hat, Teak, that I used to wear in college 20 years ago. Loved the logo. Loved it. Sweet look. It worked. All right. Miami going to stay in the state of Florida. I don't think you're going to like this one too much. Who's this? Get this off the TV. I don't want to hear this now. I don't think you're going to like this very much, Tiki. Virginia. If Tiki was not my partner, I'd be crushing. Like, I'd be, you know, the usual, like, one-liners, like, this team's terrible, this team's abysmal, abominable.
Oh, they're bad right now, dude.
I won't call Virginia abominable. I won't call Virginia abysmal. But I will say that Virginia is getting 12.5 points against Miami. And I'll also say that it's not nearly going to be enough because Virginia is going to get mopped by Miami. Miami's 12.5 point favorites, 4-1 on the year. The Cavs, sorry. You know, I got respect for you, Hoos. They're 1-3. I don't know what's happening with your program. I do look at last year's win, which was an 8-point win,
yep,
which is not what we want this year. 17-9, Canes won last year. I just look at the fact that they don't stop anybody on defense. They're giving up basically 40 points a game. So I'll even give you the chance, even though hopefully you don't become the mush on this, I'll give you a chance to say something positive about Virginia. You can't change the pick because this is Sharp Tierney, but I don't want to be too disrespectful to a rough Virginia season. Do you like the – forget about that you went there.
Yes.
Do you think Virginia will cover, yes or no?
I hope Virginia will cover.
Do you think that they will? I know you hope
I'm not confident they will.
That's the right answer. That's why we're going
between
with the –
Yeah, the difference between Bryce Perkins last year and Brendan Armstrong, who's a sophomore and just kind of finding his way, it's stark.
It's quite obvious. I'm going to go with the U. I'm going to add a little wiggle on the end, and that U is going to become a W, and it's going to be by more than 12.5. Canes get it up. They get win number 5. All right, Oklahoma and TCU. Now, you've got to always mix in the over-under. You know how it works here on the segment. Over-under's 59.5. Oklahoma, they cough up the football way too much. Spencer Rattler, 5 picks in 4 games. That's not going to work here. Let me just cut to the nut and tell you this. I expect a tight game. I expect a fun game. I expect a close game. I expect a one-score game. And quite frankly, do I have a coin here? I don't have a coin. Flip the coin. TCU can win. Oklahoma can win. I almost don't even care. I'm going with the over. You're going to get some good action. Over under 59.5. Give me the over in the Sooners. Horned Frog matchup from the Big 12. Bang. Let's go. All right, let's get to the NFL. 7 of these for you. The Browns are -3, and they're in Cincinnati. Now, I'm not going to overthink this. And I know that they have, on occasion, played some tight ones. I get it. Cincy won 4-1. Browns 4-2, even though Baker Mayfield thinks that they're 0-6. Dude, relax with that. Nick Chubb remains out. Joe Mixon is out. And here's why I'm going with the Browns laying the 3. When you become that pass dependent, Mixon, for those who missed it, is officially out. That pass dependent, with that porous of an offensive line against that kind of a defense that could bring the heat, I'm laying the 3 all day. Hell, I'd lay the 7. Give me the Browns, -3 in Cincinnati to get win number 5 and get back on track. And hopefully everybody's happy and harmonious. Beckham gets a few catches and a few touches, so there's no tantrums. Browns win. I think the Browns win big. All right, I'm going for another over-under here. Which one will it be? Detroit, let me ask Tiki. Detroit at the Falcons. Atlanta's 1-5 coming off their first win.
Yep.
Detroit's 2-3. We know that. The over-under is 55.5. You know me. Now, I played a couple of unders last week.
Yeah.
But what do you think I'm going to do in this game? Over 55.5 or under 55?
You're going to go over because
that's right, my partner.
Atlanta's defense isn't good enough right now.
You know what, D-Cell? Give a little coin register for Tiki. Hook him up right now. Get him something. There it is. Attaboy, Tiki. Because that will prove profitable. It's going over. When Kenny Galladay plays, first of all, Detroit has a legitimate offense. They really do. Say what you want about Matt Patricia. Say what you want about, you know, Darius Slay no longer there. Maybe some holes in the defense, which is part of the reason why I like the over. And I don't think much of Matt Patricia as a coach. But when Galladay's there, dude, he is a stud. And Stafford, you still have to respect. There's other pieces there as well. Hawkinson, give me Detroit and the Falcons over under 55.5. Now ring it up for me. Go. Let's go. All right, multiple rings. That's a definite win. Steelers, CBS. The line changed a lot. It was -2, Steelers. Now the Steelers are +1. Gets you a little nervous, or maybe it gives you a little positivity. Which way are you going? I'm going with the Steelers. I love the Steelers. Listen, can the Titans win? Of course they can. They're 5-0, as are the Steelers. CBS, awesome game. Game of the week. But the Titans' defense, to me, just look at how the Texans surged up and down the field. Boom, boom. I'm like, and I had that game, and I got a little lucky, admittedly, with that win last week. What was I, lane 5, 5.5, whatever it was? I narrowly won, and if Mike Vrabel doesn't pull that amazing, you know, circumvent the rule loop, you know, to stop the clock and give him a first, I mean, I would have lost. So I watched that game in earnest, right? And that Titans' defense is not that good. Taylor Lewan's out now for a full game, and that Steelers defense is legit. Give me the Steelers, who are suddenly +1 to win straight up at Tennessee. Give me the Steel Dogs. You are going to think that I am out of my mind when I give you this next pick. Take a guess what I'm going to do, Teak. Take a guess what I'm going to do.
You're going to take the Jets.
I'm going to take those losers. I'm going to take those pathetic. I don't even. Listen, here's. I'm just going to cut short the words. Everybody knows how the Jets are. I don't need to keep banging on them. The Jets are +12. They're playing the Bills. The Jets are 0-6. Might be winless the whole year. Conceivably, they will be. The Bills are 4-2. Every bad team stumbles upon a decent to good performance. The 76 Buccaneers, the measuring stick for ineptitude. The 76 Bucks. How about this? See, this is how you see research on Sharp Tierney. The 76 Buccaneers, even though they were morbid and winless, they lost 14-9, they lost the game 13-10, they lost the game 23-20, they lost the game 28-19, they lost the game 10-6, they lost the game 10-7, all right? Now, the other games, they were absolutely destroyed, but they had 6 or 7 games where it was a field goal or a touchdown, and they're right there. You're giving me 12 points in a divisional matchup against a team that's not playing good. Buffalo's not playing well. They're injured. They've got some holes, and Darnold's back, and my man finally, hey, Denzel Mims going to play. Denzel Mims going to catch a touchdown pass in this game. Perriman's playing. Crowder's playing. I'm not saying they're going to win, but I actually think they play decent. It could even maybe be a four-quarter game. I'm taking the hefty 12, and I'm riding the team that I never say, but for this, where's the helmet? You see the Jets helmet? I'll take the Jets plus 12. Give me New York right there. All right, Teak. Cowboys at Washington. In all the years I've done this, I don't know that it's been a while since I've ever really had a chance to pick a pick'em. Pick'ems are interesting. Pick'ems make you think, and I'm going to not overthink this, although maybe I should. I don't think you'll like this pick. I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to take Dallas to win. Now, I don't give a damn if they win 37-36. I don't care if they win 52-19. I don't care if they win 2-0 on a safety. All they got to do is win for the pick'em. And I think that they will. I think that what you saw last week, I mean, listen, it's one thing for Dak to go down, okay, for Andy Dalton to be inserted mid-game without thinking about stuff, to play a Giants team that is certainly pretty competitive, but, you know, nowhere near primetime, obviously, and to win the game, even though they could have lost, they had a couple of calls that went their way. I don't think they were ready to play last week. I think it confirmed, like, man, we don't have Dak anymore. I think there'll be a little resurgence in energy. I do think that they'll fight back this week. I do think they're marginally better than Washington. I want to take Dallas to the pick'em. Give me the boys. Okay. If you can't practice, you generally can't be sharp. And the Patriots, and Tiki was talking about this for a couple of days, and he's right. The Patriots, because of COVID, could not practice. And they looked like a team that needs practice because they're nowhere near elite. Cam was rusty as heck, and they looked terrible against the Broncos. Didn't score a touchdown. They lost 6 field goals, right, for the Broncos. I'm going to take the Patriots -2 over the 49ers, who did look good over the Rams last week, stabilized their season. Kittle went bonkers. Niners are 3-3. Can you really see the Pats being 2-4? If you can, you don't like this pick, and I respect that. But I'm going to lay the 2, and I'm going to look at probably the most buttoned-up, detail-oriented, laser-uber-focused practice that the Patriots have had in a long time because Belichick was pissed, and rightfully so. Think the Pats play as good a game as they're capable of playing, given their personnel. Give me the Pats. Nominal lay with 2 points. Give me New England to win. Finally, I rode the Bears last week against the Panthers, and I'm riding the Bears again this week. Monday Night Football. Boom, 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 boom. Bears are 5-1. And what I like about the Bears, aside from their defense, is that they're not satisfied that they're 5-1. Did you notice Nick Foles during the week, Teague? A little rambunctious. We call him Big Nick. We also call him Rambunctious Nick. A little, you know, fight back, a little spitfire Nick. Nick was not happy with the way the offense was getting minimized, and rightfully so. They haven't done much. But the Bears +6 against the Rams, who had a lot of energy in that, you know, for that divisional matchup with the 49ers. I don't know if the Bears are going to win. I do love the 6 points. I like it a lot. Defense getting 6 points. Yeah, I'll generally take that. So I will take the Bears +6 over the Rams. The Foles energy I like this week. I think it plays well, and I think they hang around. So give me the ring for the Bears. Look, there you go. In summation, Florida State, the Noles, going to cover the 5 against Louisville. Miami, sorry, Teague, they're going to just beat the tar out of your Hoos. Basketball season's coming soon. Don't worry, pal. Lay the 12.5 with Miami. Maybe shave down the half a point. That's always smart. OU and TCU over under 59.5. Going over. Browns -3. They're going to beat up on Cincinnati's offensive line. No Joe Mixon. They'll have to pass. The Browns crush them. Detroit and the Falcons over under 55. Again, going north. Give me the over. Over 55.5. Steelers +1. Undefeated. At Tennessee, undefeated. Give me the Steelers. I'm saying it now. Give me the Jets +12 to hang with the Buffalo Bills. Cowboys will win in a pick'em at Washington. Give me the Pats -2 against the Niners. And the Bears plus a healthy, meaty 6 points against the Rams on Monday Night Football.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.